The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, Retha. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Women's Warrior Week. Did you know that this was Women's Warrior Week?
You looked that up. Good job, Reese. You stay on top of things.
It popped up on my phone, actually. I didn't know either.
Okay. I researched some of the stuff for March 5th, and I decided to pass. I couldn't pronounce some of the words, you know, some of these things that went on 100 years ago or somebody think we're passing that. But anyway, Reese, I went up to Utah and visited with the Safe Solutions Now people, and I'll tell you, what a great group of people. And the office they put together was unbelievable. It's like walking, hold on, like walking into another world.
Oh, my.
Talking about taking education and health to another level. And, you know, I'm not a salesman, but wait till I fill you in on all this stuff. The buck stops here with health and education. But anyway, moving along, March 5th, Reese, and I'll tell you, the weather is still a boring 75 degrees. What do you think? Is it time to move?
Well, it's been cold, though. For L.A., it has been cold. I got to wear a fur coat. Don't throw red paint on me. This animal died. It was my grandmother's coat. Okay, the animal died a long time ago, but I got to wear my big coat, and it's been kind of chilly for L.A., but of course, compared to the nor'easter back east, we've been doing great.
Yeah, a little bit chilly, but no snow yet. And no
snow, at least not in L.A. The mountains are great, though. There was an avalanche even this weekend, so it's been snowing in California, but not here in L.A. But that brings us up to Hot Topic Time.
Hot Topic Time.
Ripped from the headline, today's Hot Topic.
Well, everybody's all abuzz about the Oscars last night. I did actually watch the show from start to finish, which I haven't done actually in years. I won't say the show was great. It was okay. It had highlights. But basically, I'll just go over the winners. The best picture was The Shape of Water, which I did see kind of, sort of. I had a screener for it, so I watched it at home. And I have to admit, I dozed on and off, so I can't honestly tell you how good the movie was or wasn't. Best actress was Frances McDormand, who gave a wonderful speech at the end, which was powerful. I also have not seen Three Billboards yet, so I can't really comment on that. Best actor was Gary Oldman for Darkest Hour. I haven't seen that, haven't been thrilled to or wanted to really see it, but I'm sure it's a great movie, just not my type. And then the best director was Guillermo del Toro for The Shape of Water, which I have to admit, the direction and the scene design from what I saw of the movie was actually very good. The original song was Remember Me from Coco. The original score was Shape of Water. And the original screenplay was Get Out by Jordan Peele. And I feel a connection with that. I did see it in the movie. I worked on the very first episode of Key and Peele, the TV show, where Jordan first really made his name. So I feel a personal connection with that. So congratulations, Jordan. And I'm sure most of you watched the Oscars, or if you didn't care, not. So those were the highlights. And what's your hot topic this morning, Jim?
Well, Reese, I'll tell you. People have been saying, where do we invest? I'm just going to throw this in there real quick. Where do we invest in 2018? Well, I checked an article in Forbes.com article. List of four best investments for 2018. It's very simple. And we'll go into totally in detail on these, but I'm just going to tell you what they are. The stock market's number one. peer-to-peer lending. You're investing in other people and their goals is number two. Number three is real estate. And number four is invest in you. By investing in yourself, you are improving the biggest assets you will ever have. How about that? The politically charged 2018 Academy Awards were down 15.6% on Sunday compared to 2017. Jimmy, basically people are saying keep your political views to yourself. That's the overall. A storm.
And you
got to
invest into the Easy Way coin.
No.
And invest in the Easy Way coin.
Music, we actually had
I missed that one, Reed.
Music.
I forgot that one. Invest in the Easy Way coin. And there was in York, did you see that one, Reed? They discovered about 150 year old ship washed up in the sand. It was kind of cool. Anyway, I'm not going to go over the best pictures and all that because Aretha covered that. Stephen Hawking, who Stephen Hawking, I don't have to go into that. He was going to basically say what happened before the dawn of time. And he basically has the answer. The answer is no boundaries. In other words, there is no time before time began, as time was always there. There's something to think about, Rafe. What do you think?
I don't know how biblically correct that is, but okay.
I tried to get that one out. And so anyway, in sports, Kobe Bryant wins an Oscar for his animated short, Dear Basketball, and Adam Ripkin, Winter Olympics, they kind of stole the show. If you saw the whole thing, I guess they kind of did their thing in the Academy Awards. The Winter Olympics is pretty exciting. And in golf, Phil Mickelson gets a dramatic playoff win for the first victory since 2013. 66 he shot. Not bad. I don't know if you follow golf, but that's kind of cool. I do a little golf. I don't know about you, Reed. You do everything, but I don't know if you play golf.
No, I don't do golf. I think I went once with my stepfather and said, okay, yeah, I don't get it, and never went again.
I went to Eric got me set up in a celebrity golf tournament down in the Trump Golf Course in Rancho Palos Verdes, and I waited until the worst golfer got up there, and he was a guy from Prison Break, and some of these celebrities are pretty good. They're smacking the ball out there. And this one guy, he hit the ball and went like 20 feet down into the mud. And perfect match. So that way you don't look bad, you know? So anyway.
I do celebrity bowling. I do that, and I'm pretty awful at that. But celebrity golf, I don't even touch.
That's an idea.
Like I said, moving on, let's get to our first commercial.
Want to generate more leads for your business? How about building a stronger social media following and better brand credibility to help increase your closing ratio? At Easy Way Promotions, we can help you to stop doing it the hard way and start doing business the easy way. With $1 billion relationship equity, a digital reach of 100 million plus, and over 18 years of business experience with entertainment and nonprofit, Easy Way Promotions is sure to boost your business. On March 24th at 5 p.m., come join us at the Business Expo Center in Orange County near Anaheim Convention Center. We're celebrating host and social media mogul Eric Zulli's birthday with a benefit supporting American Cancer Society. Come hang with over 30 celebrities and influencers, over 20 red carpet media outlets, and enjoy some amazing food and drink with a celebrity chef. For more info or to RSVP, call 877-399-2929 or download our free mobile app at easywaymobile.com. That's letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y. We'll see you there. This message brought to you by SafeSolutionsNow.com.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easy Way Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit EZWayPromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
Do it the easy way. That's the only way to go, right, Jim?
Do it the easy way, yep. And it wasn't easy for him to put the easy way together, but, you know, for a mere 20 hours a day for 15 years, he did it. And we've got a special guest, Reith. His name is Mark Allen, and I'm going to bring him on, talking about a repertoire of experience, 35 plus years in radio and TV, producer, 30,000 interviews, late night health, audio book we've got to talk about, I did with him. And, I, you know, it's another one of these things where I could just read on and on about Mark Allen, but I'm just going to bring him on because otherwise I'll say, okay, Mark, you got 30 seconds, let's talk, and then there'll be no time. So, Mark, you with us?
I am. How are you?
How are you?
How are you, Jim? Hi, Reith.
Hey, Mark.
Hi.
So this is Reith Gray and Mark Allen. Mark, this is Reith Gray from Betty White's Off the Rockers.
Hey,
and
how are you?
And I want to say that's Allen, A-L-Y-N.
I have
a little
to be
tricky
different.
That's the only way to be, right?
Right.
Unique.
That's
so,
true.
Mark, you've got some experience in I mean, 30,000 interviews. That's what kind of
look?
I mean, I don't want to sound like a corny question time, but what kind of got you into this? This is going back a long time. What steered you into this path of radio and TV and so on and so forth?
Well, I was always a storyteller in class, you know, almost the class clown. And I had always wanted to be a doctor. And then I took a lab class where I had to dissect a frog. And we had a test. Right. Well, they do it virtually now. I could probably do it better. But I couldn't tell a pancreas from a kidney. And it dawned on me, if I couldn't tell that from a frog, how am I going to tell that from a human? And
you got further
had to
than
change.
I did. I couldn't even take the scalpel and dissect it. So you did better than me.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's 3D.
Yes, exactly. It is 3D, and we don't have to off any frogs, unless you're looking for frog legs for dinner.
And so you couldn't tell the difference, so you decided not to go into medicine?
I decided not to go into medicine. I had several epiphanies. At first, I wanted to teach speech, and I've always been a published speaker, and I realized I wouldn't make any money. And then I told my parents when I went to college I was going to major in radio, TV, film, and they said, what about plan B, you know, maybe a minor in psychology and become a shrink or become a lawyer? And in retrospect, maybe I should have majored in something else, because I really learned how to do what I do on the job. And I have talked to everybody from people who have fought cancer, such as Jim. Jim was recently on Late Night Health. You can pick that up. You can listen to Late Night Health at latenighthealth.com.
Right.
And we had a great time. Jim and I did a pre-interview. I think we talked for 90 minutes
before the
interview. That was a good time. And the idea of getting into radio TV is just to communicate. And there's a little selfishness here. When I talk to somebody, I learn.
Yeah.
And I'm all about learning. If you don't learn, you die.
That's probably why you're such a good talk show host, because you listen, you're a listener. And if you remember in your classes, the art of listening, it really makes a difference, you know?
There's no question. A lot of, you know, last week I got I was interviewing somebody from a major author from, I think it was from Simon & Schuster. So it's a big publishing house. And at the end of the interview, the guest said to me, you know, you didn't use one question that I wrote for you to ask me. I said, I very rarely look at those because I want to hear about what makes you tick. And that's what I think I do. And I relate it to people so that people can understand and resonate with what's being said.
Okay, so this, I know this is a tricky one because I use this as an example. Hey, Larry, can you give us a show? And now Larry King's done 1,000 shows, you know, and anyway, we won't go on Larry King. So I'll ask you, so all the shows you've done, is there a couple that, if I said, what do you think stands out? What pops in that was really unique, interesting, a blooper or whatever? What do you got?
Well, one, of course, was with you. Another was with Eric, your son, Eric Zulli, Easy. But besides those, I did an interview with a guy whose name was Smitty. Smitty had always wanted to be in radio, was a friend of my my radio partner, the insane Daryl Wayne. And he would show up every week and just listen to us do the show. He was fascinated. And then all of a sudden, Smitty didn't show up. And after, I don't know, a month or so, I asked Daryl, where is he? And Daryl said, I don't know. Let me find out. And it took him a while. And he said, he has cancer.
Oh.
And I went, wow, is there anything we can do? He goes, no, he's just playing it low and keeping it close to his chest. I said, fine. Several months later, Smitty came in. He looked the epitome of health. He had energy. He bounded up the stairs to the studio and came in. He said, guys, I just came to say goodbye. And I said, huh? He goes, I have stage 4 liver cancer. They've given me 4 to 6 weeks and I'm gone. And I just wanted to say thank you. And I asked him at that point, I said, can you come back and let me interview you? And he said, sure. It was the hardest interview I've ever done.
Yeah.
Because this guy knew he was checking out.
Yeah.
We had a
lieutenant in the fire department, and he literally all day long, all you heard was psst, psst, from this guy. And it was popping pops, cans of pop, you know, we call them pop, cans of cold,
right.
Pepsi, whatever. All day long, he drank this stuff, and all day long, he smoked unfiltered Lucky Strike cigarettes. He had seven children, and I mean, plus being in the fire department, you breathe smoke in that. And sure enough, he was diagnosed with a bunch of stuff, and they gave him so much time. So he had a big party at his house, big going away party. That's the kind of guy he was. And I don't know.
That's the way to do it. I was just at we had a celebration for my father's passing just a few weeks ago. My father had passed 36 years ago, but I honor it every year. I called it a celebration of his life. It wasn't, you know, we told jokes. We teased about him. And I think that's the way to go. Late night health is really about life. It's not about death. It's about taking charge of your health care. Because, you know, Jim,
exactly.
When you go to your doctor, you're not the doctor's not in charge. You are.
That's right.
Which is the same thing. And that's at least my belief. Unfortunately, many doctors don't think that way.
The way in which you think
always
determines
say you are your own best. I always say you're your own best advocate. You know your body. That's the great thing about your show. You ask the questions and look at it from the patient's perspective, not from the doctor's perspective, and ask the questions that we would want to know.
And,
exactly.
and doctors, and I, and this is not across the board. not all doctors are like this, but many doctors and many healthcare practitioners, they're so tunnel focused that they can only, they only have time to spend a few minutes with you. And so
my my doctor's name was Dr. Doom.
No way.
That was his attitude, you know?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, there used to be a chiropractor in the San Fernando Valley. His name was Dr. Bones. Really?
Now you do a syndicated podcast, so you can be heard all over the place. How can listen to your show?
The easiest way to listen to Late Night Health is to go to latenighthealth.com. Most of our guests are up there on it. I'm holding Jim off because Jim is going to be featured in the second edition of Late Night Health. I'm reaching for it, so I give you the right name of the publisher. Hold on. Late Night Health Cancer Series, published by Blackstone Audio, which is one of the largest audio book publishers, and they picked up the show, and so I'm really excited about that, and it should be out in about 2 months.
Oh, cool. This time I'll try to be on time, Mark.
No, you don't. We've already done it. That's right. Jim forgot one day, but
forgets a lot of days.
I get it. It's well, you and I are the oldest men in the world. You know that. We're allowed.
I was going to say, but you both sound so vital and young. So
he sounds like he's like 25.
We didn't quite mention you do kind of specialize in baby boomers' concerns. So definitely, those of us of a certain age will get stuff out of your program.
Well, actually, even people in their 20s will. For example, you know, we have a vitamin D epidemic, a lack of vitamin D, and kids in their 20s should be supplementing, according to the people I've interviewed. There are things that you should do to maintain that youthful vitality that I strive for, and I think that's important. I mean, I am the face of the baby boomer generation. I don't look my age, I hope. I don't act my age, according to my wife. I act like a kid. and I certainly don't feel my age most of the time. I mean, you know, we all wake up, even 20-year-olds wake up, and they, you know, their back is out, their arm is out, they're a weekend athlete, and they've done something over the weekend, and they've strained something. But generally speaking, and I feel like I did when I was in my 20s.
I think, Mark, it gets to the point where you turn a certain age, like maybe 55 or 60. It's time to, like when you're going to the, you know, to a restaurant, it's time to get out of the car slow and shuffle along. And when you go to get up off the couch, you get up very slowly, you know. That's what they think, and it doesn't have to be that way, you know. It's a state of mind.
You know, I was listening to an old radio show. I think it was Gunsmoke from 1950-something. Gunsmoke, the radio show. And they were talking about the old guy. And the old guy was 50.
Yeah.
How dare they? Yeah.
I remember I used to think 50 was old. Now that I'm closer to 70, 50 looks awfully young.
Well, you know what gets me is now we're older than Churchill and MacArthur and Eisenhower. We're older than those guys, you know, when you see them in the films.
Absolutely.
They were in their 50s.
I heard your opening, I heard you talking about the films from last night, the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I disagree. First of all, I didn't want to see Churchill, but I'm a SAG-AFTRA member, and I got a copy of it, and I loved it. So I really recommend that film.
Okay, I'm going to have to watch it.
And the other film that I did see was The Shape of Water.
Oh, The Shape of Water.
And,
yeah, go see that.
And have you seen that, either of you?
No.
I kind of dozed, because I got a screen or two, so I kind of dozed All right. in and out. It's a beautiful film, but kind of slow.
We think alike. I thought Churchill was a better film. And I love science fiction. I really do. It was a modern take on Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, good analogy.
You're right. And it was beautifully filmed. And I love the acting. I thought the story was a little weak.
Yeah.
A little bit.
It won for best screenplay too.
Best screenplay.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
It was a little slow, but we digress. So
I know.
Again, Mark, the best place to get in touch with you is latenighthelp.com.
That is correct.
Up there. I'm going to listen to that vitamin D tip. I'm taking vitamin D, and I kept asking myself why. And I'm going to say because Mark Allen said that I should be taking
vitamin D. Mark's tip of the day.
And right, but understand, guys, I'm not a doctor. Okay, I'm just passing along information that I've gotten. And then we're going to have Reese on Late Night Health, aren't we?
Oh yeah.
I've got three stents to talk about. I can talk about stents and how much better I feel since I've gotten my stents.
We have some people we're going to surprise you with from the SAFE organization that talking about research. I mean, we're doing this later because we move along, but 40 years of research, 145 patents, and we'll leave it as a surprise.
Got it.
Talking about health. But anyway, Mark, I know you're busy. We got to move along. And thank you for taking the time to popping on Radio Boomers Live. And we would like to have you back again sometime. Because all these years, 30,000 interviews, it's hard to squeeze it all in a few minutes. But we appreciate it. It was interesting.
It was. Yeah. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Look forward to hearing
thank
from you,
you
soon.
Okay.
Right. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Smartphone. Bye-bye. Cell phone. PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, it's all over the news about how the Russians interfered with the elections and how they influence Americans through the technology. And we've been listening and hearing about false news and fake news for the last over a year now. Well, how do you tell when you're looking at fake news? How do you tell when it's an ad placed by someone who's not genuinely giving news, but they're actually just giving information to try to sway your mind? Well, there are some hints that you can kind of look out for. First of all, if it sounds ridiculous, it probably is. I had someone call me up during the election to I'm sending you this article. You've got to see this. And it was about Hillary Clinton running a sex syndicate out of a pizza restaurant in New York. That sounds ridiculous because it was ridiculous. Come on, people. If it sounds crazy, it probably is fake news. When you look at stuff and there are words that are misspelled or the syntax of the sentences doesn't quite make sense, is probably a plant by some foreign country because they don't speak in the same syntax that we do. So if the sentences are off, if a lot of words are misspelled, not even a lot, if keywords are misspelled, chances are it's fake news. If it's very highly opinionated, even if it's supposedly coming from a celebrity or an expert whose name you know, it's probably fake news. A lot of the commercials for supplements on the internet will say that it's endorsed by Dr. So-and-so, who's a respected doctor. If you check on their website, you'll find out they're disclaiming all of this stuff. They're not recommending most of these products, and they're certainly not making any profit on it. So don't just take things for its face value. If things are coming out now where people were, I've been saying for months, people were paid to go to different rallies on both sides of the aisle to disrupt, to incite, to do all kinds of things that really were not truly activists. They were people who were paid to be there and to cause problems and to disrupt. So pay attention. If it doesn't make sense, it's probably fake news. It's probably, if not Russia, some other country, Nigeria, some foreign country that is trying to disrupt what we have here in America, because we do have free press, and everybody can put in their 2 cents, and everybody can get on the internet, but everything that is on the internet is not real, believe me. So know how to spot it and take it all with a grain of salt. And that's my tech time for today. And Jim's Gems coming up.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Gems from Jim.
Well, we got tech issues and we got tech trends and we got social media trends. So I'm going to recap under, some of the people wanted me to hit them with this again. So I'm going to start with the 8 tech trends for 2018. And I'm just going to go through them. And this is from Entrepreneur, your tech trends. So you got blockchain and Bitcoin. All right. Blockchain tech is a way of securing, managing access and information. And the number 2 is the Internet of Things. Estimated $6 trillion will be spent in the IoT field in the next 6 years. And number 3, virtual reality. And number 4, augmented reality, like Pokemon in 2016 was the first. Number 5 is chatbox. Most companies are switching to recurring revenue models. Number 6 is subscription model. And then e-commerce, automated AI, artificial intelligence. And the artificial intelligence, that is an amazing section right there. We're going to be going over that a lot, the way everything is changing. You see giant warehouses now are void of people, little forklifts run around by themselves. 5 industries being most affected by AI: healthcare, manufacturing, transportation, customer service, and finance affected by AI. Now here we got the top 10 tech issues for 2018. Cybersecurity, immigration, tech for rural communities, diversity tech, privacy and surveillance, AI and the role in society, substantiability in the Paris Accord, net neutrality, coding in schools, and globalization of the IT sector and the hotspots. 5 social media, this is from Hotspot. And the last one I read to you was from Microsoft. So here's social media trends. The top 5, according to Hotspot. Live video content will only continue to grow. Messaging apps will become a crucial and critical communication method. Virtual reality will find its way into more and more marketing experiences. More channels will make it difficult to monetize content. And voice search and artificial intelligence, again, guys, can change the users' discover brands and content. So there's just a brief touch on that, Reith. And what do you think of that AI? I mean, things are changing at such a rapid pace. It's unbelievable. And you're a tech person.
Well, you know, artificial intelligence has more intelligence than I do, so I'm all for it.
And it's time
for Carmelita's Corner.
Carmelita's Corner.
are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breath Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. I am so happy this morning. And I'm going to tell you why I'm so happy. I've got my sister in Christ as my guest this morning. And her name is Amelie Mbaye. And I refer to her as Queen Amelie Mbaye because she is all of that. Good morning.
Good morning, my sister Carmelita.
Well, Liz, here we are. We managed to make it happen today.
Finally.
Yes, we did. We're here together, and we have so much to tell everyone. First of all, Let me congratulate you. You are the star of the movie Borders, which in French is Frontières. It's all in French with English subtitles, and my husband and I, we went to see you, and oh my goodness, Amelie, oh my goodness. But before we go there, I want to let the audience know how we met, and so I'm going to ask our engineer to put on our music, because when I first saw you, I was at a trade show. Many people may know that I had a business, which I still have on the side. It was Phoenix Rising Antiques and Art, and I used to often participate as a merchant in the international trade show in Culver City, and there were all of those people there selling their wares, and there was this tall, stunning, beautiful woman walking around, and my goodness, you looked like you were carved out of ebony, and then you looked like a statue. And I said, well, I'm an artist, first of all, a fine artist, and I'm fascinated with people, and especially faces, because that is one of the things that I specialize in, is doing oil portraits of people. And you certainly caught my eye. And when I found out where you were from Senegal, Africa, I had to sing you my chant, which I believe was given to me by our ancestors from that part of my heritage. You know, I claim everybody in my family from Africa, Europe, Mexico, everywhere, especially here in America. But I'm wanting our engineer to put that Urin Ibiri chant on so everybody can hear. And it means the same thing in English, the Yoruba language, and Spanish. Uh-huh. So here we go. Let's see if you can hear it. Amelie, I want you to join in with me.
Imagine how far it's sending me back. Can you imagine 18 years ago? Almost 20. I just cannot imagine. And you're just, I mean, thank you, Carmelita. Really, you've been an amazing person. I always said that. And last time when I presented, when they invited me on stage to present to talk about the movie, you know, for the Q&A after Borders screening, I just look at you right there in the middle of, you know, the public. I had to just say your name. I needed to call your name and tell people who you are, who you were to me 18 years ago. When I arrived here with my son, he was just 2 years old. I came to change my life, you know, after a long and difficult divorce, just to come here to change and just do something in this country. You were the first person who invited me, who opened her arms and just gave me everything. I lived in your place. It was all furnished. You introduced me to amazing people. You showed me so many things in a short period of time after we just met at this place, after we sung together. It was that connection, and I was like in my mind, that's it. I have my American family.
Yeah, you do.
So really, you introduced me to people. You showed me so many things, and you were the first person to invite me to this Pan African Film Festival. I remember you introduced me to Aniva. I was modeling for her and some other people. You know, I volunteer. So it was so nice, and I couldn't just imagine that one day, almost 20 years later, I will come back to Pan African Film Festival to present my movie and to win the prize of the best feature narrative in the same festival. So I needed to just tell people who you are. And I remember also, I was telling you earlier, I still have this cup of tea. Carmelita, you gave me this cup of tea, a nice cup of tea. It was a gift for my birthday. And you say, okay, you know what, keep it and read what is, you know, on the cup of tea. Expect a miracle. Do you know, my dear, that I still have this cup of tea with me? I kept it. It's all like broken. I used glue to just put
it back
together. I swear, I still have it. I have it at home, back home in Africa. I still have it because I was like, this is a sign. This is something. The Lord uses you, you know, to support me. To pray with me. You sent me also to your church. We went there. We were singing there together. So I just have to be thankful, because beside the Lord, you are the person that I have to say thank you, because where I am right now is because of you, Carmelita. And I'm so happy to say that. I'm not saying that because we're on the radio. I said that last time when they invited me on stage, and I said, look at this woman. Her name is Carmelita. She helped me a lot, and because of her, beside the Lord, that I'm here today. So I needed to say that in front of everybody. And I thank you.
Oh, Amelie,
for that,
my goodness,
sister.
What a tribute. Now I have to live up to it.
Yeah, well, you have to, because it's the truth. I mean, you have to say the truth. And I just blame people who forget about yesterday. I came here, I was by myself with my son, 2 years old. You helped me. I have some other people who helped me too, you know. But you were there at the right time, and constantly, every time, because you knew that I will be able to do something here in America, something here in Los Angeles. You helped me for that, and this is the success today. So I'm just thankful.
Well,
Carmelita.
I also thank, of course, our Most High Father, Mother, God,
mm-hmm.
and you know, there's a song that I follow in our church. It's to follow the footsteps, and basically that's what my chant is about. You know, I do believe that our spiritual ancestors gave me that music and the words, and it basically means the same thing. Like I said, you know, and the English, Jimmy Shalanke from Nigeria, he gave the translation into Yoruba language, and of course the Spanish from my ancestors from Mexico. But it's just following the lead, you know, and just releasing yourself and allowing yourself to be guided, you know.
Exactly.
And that's all I do. I don't even make plans anymore. I stopped making plans. I had no idea yesterday I was going to find myself at a $5,000 a person a Grammy, not Grammy, an Oscar party last night. I mean, you know, this the a blessing that just came out of the air, and you just release yourself, and you never know where the Lord is going to take you.
Well, you give the blessings, and you get the blessings back. That's all. You know, this is
but you know, we don't do things just to get blessings. You know, it's just that there is a reward in doing what you believe are good things, are kind or good things. And you know that my platform is the Rose Breast Cancer Society, and what we do is we teach people about health so that they can empower themselves, so they can be healthy and happy. And I have learned that in the gift of generosity, that this actually stimulates your dopamine. These are your feeling good hormones that help you feel good, and it helps promote your health. So when in the beginning that I was, you know, striving to be a philanthropist, it never occurred to me that there was a health benefit to that. So, you know, when there's this thing called tithing, you know, and also the belief in karma, what goes around comes around. And so you just take the right steps and you do what you do to inspire, and you know, just by following the higher power.
That's right.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm so blessed to have you in my life, and also again giving kudos to our priest, you know, at my church.
He
signed that letter that that I put together on your behalf.
Exactly, so when I needed a sponsor and everything in order to stay longer. It was a difficult time, my dear.
Well, I'm just
all ready to help, you know, really.
I'm just so thankful that it all worked out for you, and I'm so proud of you. And you have been such a big support to me also. I was very grateful at the time I was the president of the Parish Pastoral Council and produced the intercultural concert at our church. And I invited all the people in our community. We had three distinct groups at the time, the English-speaking, Spanish-speaking, and Korean-speaking, and they all represented their cultures, and we were promoting unity through diversity. And I had it at just the anniversary of 9/11 on purpose, because I wanted to show brother and sisterhood that it was possible for everybody to come together, because I don't know if you were here then, but at that particular time everybody was driving around waving their flags, because we were all in this thing together, and we were all Americans. All of us were just Americans. We were not hyphenated Americans. We were not this kind of American or that kind of American. We were just all one, all one. And that's really the way it should be. I mean, we all are one. We all come from the same source, and we are all brothers and sisters, whether we realize it or not.
That's
why we did it then at that time. And you came, and you sang in your beautiful voice. I know that the audience didn't really hear you in your full force today. You were probably not prepared to sing this morning, especially after you know, have just had a serious occasion in your life with someone dear to you that just graduated. I like to say that they graduated, that they left the planet and they went to a better place. But I know that's not easy for you, and but I'm glad that you are in good spirits now and able to join us. And I look forward to doing some more things with you. And when you were there at that concert, you just really stunned everybody with your beauty and with your talent, your voice. And you have a CD. Yeah, that CD that you produced, and we played that, and it was just a fantastic performance, you know.
Yes. We always had great time, always.
Yeah, and we keep saying we're going to do something again. You know, we did perform at the pre-Grammy Gala downtown.
Exactly.
Remember?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do remember.
It was downtown. I'm trying to remember the name of that hotel. It's a Japanese hotel. Ohtani.
Yes, I think so.
The Ohtani Hotel.
So.
Beautiful, beautiful location, and
we did so many things together, you know.
Yes,
we
have.
Model
and
also for you when you brought those fashion designers and sing together.
Yes.
You know, every time I couldn't miss each year your event, you know, about the breast cancer.
Oh yes, and you
that.
Did also perform for the Rose Variety Art Shows too.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lovely location in Hollywood where we performed.
Yes.
But listen, again, I want to salute and let everybody know that your film is spectacular and so well produced. It was produced in Africa, and it is in the French language, which is the native language of Senegal, and it has English subtitles, and I recommend everybody, if you have a chance, to see Borders, to be looking out for our Amelie. And by the way, when you mention Aniva, you know, I've always known her as Queen Aniva, and now she's back in the States. She had a very spectacular run there for a while. She had an operation, her fashion designs, and she had a factory there, and now she's married a very famous man there. From Africa, and I'm going to ask her to come on as a guest. I don't know if she's listening in today, but we're now reconnected thanks to the internet, and she designed some of the most spectacular fashions that were based on African culture. And so, yes, and then you introduced me also to Akwavi, who
also
created art.
She's a fashion designer.
And she designed our headpieces that we wore that time at the Grammy Gala. Yeah.
She's making jewelry, also made with coral shells. And there are some clothes that I also wear in some other movies that I made in Africa.
Yes, and before we go, and I'm looking at the clock, we do need to head on down the road. Your film is being shown at the different film festivals. I know there's one that you're getting ready to go to in South America, but can you tell us any way that the listeners can see your film?
Yes, it's a road movie. I'm the main actress. The title is Borders. In French, it's Frontières. And like you were saying, it's in French, but it's subtitled in English and in Portuguese. So Apolline Traoré, she's from Burkina Faso. She's the writer and director of that movie. She's the first African woman to do a road movie for a long movie, one hour and 30 minutes, from Senegal to Nigeria. And it's a movie award-winning. Burkinabe director Apolline Traoré. She explores the developing friendships among four women, and I'm one of them, from different countries. I represent Senegal, the second one represents Ivory Coast, the third one Nigeria, and the fourth one Burkina Faso. And you know, Burkina Faso is like a Cannes. It's the place where you have every 2 years the big African film festival. And our movie opened the festival of the FESPACO, is the title of this festival, 2 years ago when we just started. So my name in this movie is Adjara, and I travel selling goods, and the movie talks about all the problems that African women, they have on the road when they travel by bus.
Yes,
about police, customs, everything, and it's really telling that if
It was really a fascinating movie, and I really recommend everybody to see it.
Yes,
and I'm going to be looking for you to be on the Oscars.
Don't forget that we are on the month of the woman. So it's really on time that we are showing that to prove the unity of the woman. If they stay united, you know, with the strength that we have good results.
You know what's funny is I was born on the day that they're going to be uniting March the 8th, the Women's International Day, and I feel connected with this cause,
exactly.
Women's issues.
Exactly.
So thank you again, Amelie, for coming.
I thank you.
And before we leave, we have to also recognize the Easy Way Network and to ask everybody to tune in to the EasyWayNetwork.com. And this network is growing leaps and bounds, and I'm so glad to have you on as a part of it today. And again, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Carmelita. I just forget to mention that my movie won the prize of the best feature narrative at the Pan African Film Festival this year. I forget to mention that.
yes, you did mention it, and I want everybody to know that. Thank you again.
Thank you so much, Carmelita. I love you.
I love you too.
Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's got
wonderful as always. I don't want to get any letters, but I do want to say this one thing. That, you know, Wakanda Forever is one thing, but Wakanda is not real. But there are truly African kings and queens that are doing things. So, I'm all for Black Panther. Love the movie, love the acting, love the everything. But there is a real Senegal. There's a real Ghana. There are real African kings and queens, and we should look into that. And that's all I'm going to say about that. So
That's a fact. And, you know, Carmelita's got a who's who Rolodex, you know? I mean, she just knows so many people. She's amazing. So I sent a text out to Eric to see if I could get him on. I've been pestering the last few shows because he keeps us an update. There we go. See, that means he might be in the area, and he gives us an update on the big event, March 24th. And
hey, what's going on, guys?
There he is. Hey, Eric, what's going on? There we go.
Radio Boomers Live, man. I want to meet Amelia. Is it Carmelita? I want to definitely meet her. I love. Let me tell you exactly why I want to meet her. I love the fact that she gave credit where credit is due. And as you guys know, we're all about the digital handshake, the middleman magic, the middleman appreciation. And I really love hearing that. I was listening the last 10 minutes or so, and I was able to catch that, and that was awesome of her. So however I can support you, definitely let me know. So yeah, guys, right now we have so many celebrities and press and everything, and you know, our deal that's reaching 250 million people now, DirecTV and SheTV and My Holy Field TV, and we're on 10 set top boxes, 27 different networks. I mean, this show, all the shows, we have about 37 shows that we're in discussions with right now. And we've sold over $15,000 in our cryptocurrency, literally, and we haven't even launched it yet. We haven't even put anything out. Just people got word on it, and you know they want to invest in their own career. I mean, we're giving you the opportunity to get marketing and PR and value based upon our distribution, and you know, for a very, very low cost and a massive amount of value, you know, and so that we're shout outs to our customers for the Easyway coin. I'll mention a couple of them. Noah Brown, Norm. We just had a new client that just came on that has a record label, as well as they're building and developing. They just put in like $10,000 to get. I mean, it's just beyond incredible. God is good. Mm-hmm.
The studio.
And, you know, huh?
The studio down in Vista. Can you believe when we went down there, the transformation from an old post office to how they just literally turn it into a shell and they're rebuilding it now. And
well,
do you see the old
hitting,
doors?
we're hitting different locations. You know, we got San Diego on lock. I mean, next year we will be very, very integrated into San Diego. They're launching a 30,000 square foot film hub, as well as business, you know, center, a business like kind of work center, workspace. And they have a lot of movies and a lot of shows and a lot of, there's going to be 500 some businesses going in and out that center every day. And we are going to be running the broadcast portion of that center. It's exciting. And then we also have the same thing in Utah. You know, we have the same thing in, there's people all over the world that are wanting to do it the easy way, and it's very exciting. And then at the same time now, we actually have ways to help them self-sustain. We have ways to help them build funding and teach them how to create funding through cryptocurrency, through mining and things like that, you know. And so people are, like, really getting on board. The event, you want me to talk about the event, Dan? The event on March 24th.
Cover that a little bit.
The event on March 24th is going to be an educational, very, very educational experience in the digital space. Very simple. And a lot of people have, I mean, shout out to Digital Hollywood and the Digital Footprint and you know, the different organizations I've spoke at, and I love what they're doing, but they're not doing it like we are. They really are not. I'm telling you guys right now, they're not doing digital monetization the easy way. They're not, you know, we're going to be teaching you guys on how we built relationship equity by how we networked and how we basically made it a win-win for everybody. And we built a massive community. Now we have our own social network, you know, easywayaccess.com, letter E, letter Z, easywayaccess.com. We just had Teresa Dubois come on, which is a massive, massive, massive influencer in the all business space. But she's a woman on TEDx, you know, TEDx stages. She was just on my show. We have almost 1,000 something views on that Facebook Live show, and 10,000 something listeners on Voice America. And now we're going to be syndicating and distributing on TV. And, you know, she has a massive network, just an incredible network. And we're playing together. You know, we just brought on a gentleman named Robert Clancy, who was just on a major, major television show, like 300 million something viewers. And his point of view on things spiritual is pretty incredible. You know, and then the Orange Cowboy, we just brought him on, which is a spiritual kind of, he's a monk that wears orange and a cowboy hat. And he's known as the Orange Cowboy, but he's just got such a good, you know, spirit, and he just wants to help people. So we just gave him a show. You know, I mean, there's so many influencers that are going to be on this social network that's going to, it's just going to help people, man. Like, it's really going to be a network that doesn't block your reach. You know, it doesn't, we're going to stop the bullying. There is no bullying allowed on our network. And it's very similar to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all the big boys. You know, we also have a built-in wallet to where people can do business with one another through cryptocurrency and regular currency. Yeah, Dan.
The cryptocurrency. And, you know, it's not just the social media aspect and the cutting edge. It's so many other entities in there. And so people can learn from, you know, so many aspects. I mean, you got the social media, the cutting edge, and the cryptocurrency, and so on and so forth. This is an all-in-one situation here.
Hey, Rita, so I'm gonna, you know Annie McKnight, right?
No.
No? You're in the comedy circuit and you don't know Annie McKnight? Shame on you. we're talking about Comedy Central, BET. You know, she's pretty big. She's a pretty big comedian,
Eric,
actress.
I looked at birthdays today, and I didn't recognize any of them, except Andy Gibb and Joel Olsen.
Well, I don't do a lot of stand-up comedians because it's a little edgy for me.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, she's been an actress in TV shows and tons of stuff. But she's going to be, you know, kind of, you know, doing her thing on stage and coming and supporting us. And I definitely want to see you guys play together. I can't wait for that one. so it's really going to be fun, guys. The event, we have a massive amount of press. We're getting more KABC Radio, iHeart Radio, Extra, Easyway Network, Voice America, Fan TV, Actors Reporter, you know, Hollywood Weekly Magazine, now My Holyfield TV, SheTV, DirecTV. Like, I mean, everybody's coming on board. Getty Images. I mean, everybody's wanting to cover this thing. We're getting amazing influencers that have stars in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Some of them are on, like, the Sports Hall of Fame. You know, some are in the Business Hall of Fame. I mean, we're getting Hall of Famers like all over the place. And I just really appreciate my friends. I really do. I appreciate my friends wanting to support me. But what we're noticing, we're starting to get more and more people on board because they want to learn how we're making money in the digital space, how we're doing what we're doing, how we're creating this community. And they all want to be part of the community. These massive influencers at a very, very high level. I mean, we're talking about billionaires and millionaires want to be a part of our movement. And it's pretty exciting.
But
so
Eric,
definitely.
Eric, if you're not a billionaire, if you're not a millionaire, but you want to be a part of this, how do you become part of it?
EasyWayAccess.com, Aretha. Just go sign up. It's free. Sign up. I mean, that's what we want to do.
People?
Huh?
Yep. You don't have to be a millionaire.
They need to listen to this, how they can get it, be a part of it.
Yeah, well, see, here's the thing. We don't want it to just be for the elite. You know, we want to have it be for the independents with a good heart. You know, we're kind of matchmaking the independents, you know, the right independents. I mean, you got to be filtered, and it's just not going to be for anybody. But the right people, we want to matchmake them to the elite, because the independents are hustlers, man. You know, they're hustling, they're hungry, and then the elite can help them get that hustle going. And I mean, you just put the right people together, and magic happens. And I love how Carmelita was saying, you know, if you trust in God and you just kind of let God guide you, I do the same thing. I mean, I don't even know what's going to happen to me in the next half an hour. All I know is God has plans, major plans, and you just got to follow him and make sure you open the door with some knocks. It's that simple.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And the more that you bless others, the more you do get blessings. The more you bless others, you get a treasure in heaven. You know, and so I love that what Carmelita said. And Carmelita will be there. She's actually one of our donors. On behalf of the Rose Breast Cancer Society, they're donating $500 to American Cancer Society. We just had another donor come in for $1,000. So that's, you know, $1,500. And we've raised about $500 in donations on text ACS to 91999, ACS, EasyWayCares.org. So we've raised a good amount of money so far. You know, we still got another 19 days out, you know, so it's exciting. It really is. And, you know, we just appreciate everybody for appreciating us. You know, I always talk about the power of appreciation, and I'll be talking about that more on stage and kind of how to use appreciation to leverage for your own business, but at the same time, make it a win-win for the people around you, you know? And so, but awesome show. It's rock and rolling. And guys, you know, Aretha, Dad, I mean, we're on television now, so I'm an executive. I'm the chief marketing officer. I launched Global, My Holyfield TV, DirecTV, Dash TV, all that stuff, and SheTV. And Aretha, we want to give you a show. You know, if you want to do a show or you want to bring this show, I mean, we're gonna hit TV. I just need to know when you have time, because you're so busy and you're such a movie star and famous TV actress and comedian and baby boomer coach. And, you know, we just got to figure out when we can get that going. But it's there now. The distribution is just, like, waiting for us. And we have the monetization relationships to monetize
it. It's exciting. Mm-hmm. It's really going to a different level.
Awesome.
That's for sure.
All right, guys. So easywayaccess.com. If you want to, you know more information, you want to connect with some great. I mean, we always say, connect with the best of the best. Eliminate your stress the easy way. All right, I'll let you get back to your show. Thanks so much, guys. Keep it the easy way. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for stopping in, Eric.
Well, I'm really looking forward to the 24th. I'm really excited about it. Carmelita and I are coming down together. I look forward to hosting and meeting everyone that's going to be there, from the billionaires to the ones who want to be with the billionaires and be a billionaire themselves.
And it's going to be an exciting, exciting event. And I'm going to be introducing you to the safe people. And if you want to meet somebody that's the next level of health, I'm going to introduce you to Dr. Janelle Henderson. She's 145 plus patents and 45 years of research. She knows what she's talking about as far as health goes. And it's info@lifezone.com. And I'll tell you, I'm on her products now, and I could tell the difference already. But that's the name of that tune. And the Safe Organization is all going to be down there with their ship. Reith, you're going to see their miniature ship that's going to be there. It's like a... It's like an old schooner. It's about, I would say maybe 5 feet long. And they're going to build a replica 300 feet long at their new location. 300 feet. It's going to be amazing. So anyway, Reith, time to move along, I guess. Another show.
Okie dokie. But we will be back next Monday, 10 a.m., as usual.
You got that right. Radio Boomers Live, folks, and tune in next week. Aretha and I will be here. And remember, keep healthy, keep the faith, and it doesn't have to take you two times to get up off the couch. Remember that.
Absolutely.
You can do it in one try.
Stay in
Till
shape.
Next week.
Want to generate more leads for your business? How about building a stronger social media following and better brand credibility to help increase your closing ratio? At Easy Way Promotions, we can help you to stop doing it the hard way and start doing business the easy way. With $1 billion relationship equity, a digital reach of 100 million plus, and over 18 years of business experience with entertainment and nonprofit, Easy Way Promotions is sure to boost your business. On March 24th at 5 p.m., come join us at the Business Expo Center in Orange County near Anaheim Convention Center. We're celebrating host and social media mogul Eric Mueller's birthday with a benefit supporting American Cancer Society. Come hang with over 30 celebrities and influencers, over 20 red carpet media outlets, and enjoy some amazing food and drink with a celebrity chef. For more info or to RSVP, call 877-399-2929 or download our free mobile app at easywaymobile.com. That's letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y. We'll see you there. This message brought to you by SafeSolutionsNow.com.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.